saving money on remodeling your home at Menards. Start your tile project off right with DentShield Tile Backer from Georgia Pacific. It's proven to protect against moisture in your walls and subfloors with a built-in water barrier, making it perfect to use in damp areas like kitchens and bathrooms. Plus, its easy-to-cut design makes installation a breeze. Save big on Georgia Pacific DentShield Tile Backer panels. On sale through March 2nd. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
Come with me to a shack of mystery to read conspiracies, the curiosity. Spin the tales of Daniel and Rupert's lore. Defy explanation, leave you wanting more. All my fightings, government denies. J-Clone guides you through the lies. Flat Earth claims, they say there's no proof. But we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand. Manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. Tumor sealed, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collected rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold. There's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mel's hole, a mystery unsolved. To our seals, government's involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Welcome back to the Shack, your place for all that is truthful and wise is here.
I'm Daniel.
And I'm Wilbur. And welcome. You come here for a reason, and that reason is the truth. This is the only place, or one of the few, that you're going to find it. Every time, every episode, chock full of truth and wisdom. Welcome.
Welcome.
So we got an important one today, I think. This is one of them life-lessing, growing episodes. Something to, you know, help you out, not just for now, but for the future and longevity for you and your family.
What is it?
And well, I think we're going to be talking about like natural remedies. You know, things you can just go outside and get so you don't have to pay Big Pharma to rape your wallet and keep you sick longer just so you feel a little bit better today.
Tell us more.
Big Pharma's raping you. They're bending you over. They're spreading you wide. And they're raping your wallet.
Okay. So tell us some actual information.
Oh, well, I'm just letting you know. That's happening. And if you haven't caught on yet, well, keep listening to this show because you will. I think he'll find out. Oh, no, like natural remedies, plants, things like that. You can go outside, make your lungs better and stronger, make your heart stronger, cure that stomach ache, cure that headache, things like that.
Okay.
Come on. Yeah, come on.
Now, before we continue.
You know what I'm saying.
I want to say that do your own research. None of this is, I'll tell you what website this is from. I just found one. We're going to do 25 like homemade natural remedies for things. Not doctors, not medical advice. Do whatever you want on your own.
Yeah.
I just let's
but
see.
don't hearken that. Don't bend over for
this
Big
is
Pharma.
From Tracy Dervitz.
Oh, well, thank you, Tracy. Welcome to the Shack.
Once again, it's the same disclaimer. I am not a medical doctor and nothing in this article should be taken as medical advice. Please talk to your doctor before using any of these herbs and or remedies. mentioned in this article.
And also ask your doctor who funds them.
Yeah, no. Yep, yep, do that.
Who funds your doctor? How do they make their money? By selling you pills?
So, an acne remedy.
Ooh, an acne remedy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
You got any guesses?
Soap and water.
No.
Okay.
First one, I have two for you. Orange peel, yogurt, and oatmeal. Place the peel of one orange in a bowl of water in the refrigerator for 24 hours. Then make a paste by cutting the peel into small pieces and then placing it back in the water. Next, add 2 teaspoons of plain yogurt and 3 teaspoons of plain oatmeal. Apply the resulting paste in the areas of acne for 5 minutes.
Okay. I mean, this may work. It may not. I don't know. Either way, it's probably better for you than the stuff that, like, CeraVe. What was the stuff we always had growing up? Remember the little pads?
Gosh, I had really bad acne.
I did, too. Remember the little pads?
Yeah.
They were put on TV. You just pull the strip out, rub your face down with it, and you're going
to... I used to do
that. Acne-free. Yeah.
It never worked.
Never worked. We still bought it.
I didn't. My mom was obsessed with us not having acne.
Yeah.
I would never do it. I hated it.
What?
She would literally scrub us.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
And she would pop everything. I hated it. Oh, it was one of the worst things for my childhood.
Oh, yeah, it sounds awful. I did not enjoy it. Mom would also, she did not like us having it. She would, I think our mom is very similar in that regard. Especially popping on, man. I can feel her nails still pushing in on my face. But yeah, the stuff never worked. Still don't. It's kind of crazy how we're still rubbing. It seemed like when I used to use face wash, like Neutrogena face wash as a kid growing up, through my hormonal years where you're changing, your face is full of acne just because you're a kid or a young adult. Once I started using those products, it felt like it made it worse. It's like everything got worse. I started washing my face with just water. Hot water. And it slowly went away. It was odd. Once I made that realization, biggest cure for acne: clean your pillowcases often, and just wash your face with water
or orange peels. Apparently,
or orange peels, yogurt, and I mean, it's better than chemicals.
The second one is less steps and less ingredients.
Ooh, okay.
Make a paste using raw honey and cinnamon. Apply to affected area for 10 minutes.
Interesting. Isn't honey like anti-inflammatory?
Honey's got all kinds
of stuff. Or antibacterial.
Antibacterial.
Yeah.
Because I think one of the types of pimples is made from a bacterial infection.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe it's blackheads. I think blackheads are like a black bacterial cyst.
Mm-hmm. Might be. I think.
And then cinnamon, that's what cinnamon is like an antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial. Like that's why it's.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Real cinnamon.
Yeah. Not cassia or cassia.
Yeah. Anti-anxiety medications.
Ooh, okay. And this could be useful for
a lot
of people.
Not doctors.
Yeah, we're not doctors, but...
I don't even know. This article was top rated as far as like the homesteading groups I'm in.
Yeah.
So this is one that they have like tagged.
Yeah, disclaimer. So before some big pharma tries to sue us or send their lawyers out to scare us. Yeah, we're not doctors. We're not under, you know, we're not getting funded by big pharma.
This says basically...
That's what qualifies you as a doctor now.
This is like anti-anxiety tea is what they talk about.
Anti-anxiety?
Yeah, anti-anxiety. Steep 1/2 teaspoon of each of these ingredients. Coriander, cumin, fennel seeds, and a quart of boiling water. Stain out the spices and sip the tea slowly.
It sounds like it tastes terrible.
Yeah, coriander, cumin... And fennel, half a teaspoon of each.
I
don't have coriander because I kind of want to try this.
Well, coriander, why am I blanking on it?
I have coriander in some of my blends.
Isn't it cilantro seeds? Is that coriander?
I don't know.
I think it is.
I have coriander in some of my like seasoning blends.
Huh?
I just don't have like straight up coriander.
I think it's coriander is just cilantro seeds.
I don't think I have fennel seeds either.
Ooh, well, I plan on growing fennel this year.
Yeah.
So maybe I can get you some by the end of the year.
Athlete's foot treatment.
Okay.
Vinegar.
That's it?
That's the way it says. I've tried it. I've had chronic problems with my feet with this kind of stuff.
What? Probably from your job.
I mean that. No, I had it before that.
Oh, okay.
But definitely turned it up to 11.
Yeah, that sounds. Oh, you mean waiting around and through
sewage
in Chicago with holes in your waders made your feet like get infected with stuff?
I remember when you know what trench foot is, right?
Yeah.
So literally, people in our career got trench foot.
Oh gosh.
I don't know if I had it one time. I don't know where the technical definition starts and ends. I had a giant like the callus of my heel of my pad of my foot slosh off.
Sounds like trench foot.
Yeah. So I don't know if that's technically like because it's still that's not dead skin, but it's not like healthy skin or living. It's your body maintains the callus.
Yeah.
But you can lose it and be okay.
Right. I don't know. Either way, it's gross.
So vinegar, they say either white or apple cider, works well against athlete's foot and other forms of foot and toe fungus. Soak your feet in a 1-to-1 vinegar solution in water solution for 15 minutes twice daily. Make sure you dry your feet.
Huh, simple.
Hey, vinegar will kill everything.
100 times better than dumping chemicals all over your feet that absorb
a lot of the apple cider vinegar is just apples, technically. Yeah.
Just avoid, there's a brand that's captured by Bill Gates that makes apple cider vinegar.
I think you showed me the video of that one guy like going through Walmart talking about
yeah.
it. I think he owns one of the other companies.
Maybe.
No, because I think you showed me it.
It's a very popular brand of apple cider vinegar. Let's see if I can find it really fast from a really quick search. Yeah, Bragg, Bragg, apple cider vinegar.
Not good.
Do not get it. It's Bragg was sold to Bragg was sold to Katy Perry back in 2019.
I kind of remember that.
It was recently on Joe Rogan podcast, and it was announced that Bill Gates has bought it or is partnering with Katy Perry, which creates a huge problem because Bill Gates backs up Apeel. And you know what Apeel is, right?
No.
Apeel is the stuff they're spraying on the fruits and veggies.
I did know that.
It's that thin coating that Bill Gates is spraying over it to preserve the food longer, but it's really making people very sick and killing them.
Always clean your vegetables you buy from the store with hot water.
Yes,
You don't need to put anything on it. Just let hot water rinse over them for a little bit. And what that does, so hot water is an accelerant of chemical reactions and causes chemicals to break down faster. So not saying it gets rid of everything, but it's a lot better.
It's a hell of a lot better. Avoid, if you're ever buying fruits, vegetables at the store, look for the APEEL logo, and that's APEEL. It's all one word. If it has that, Bill Gates has sprayed his diabolical chemical all over that food just to make it last a little bit longer so he can make a bit more money on it. That's all he's doing. It's just for him to make money off of you and your health because it's going to kill you. And he does not care. But he's a nerd with the glasses and the sweater vest. And so they put him on TV and he'll never hurt you because that's what he is. He's just a nerd. A nerd would never hurt you. Bull. He wants to kill you. He doesn't care. Less of you means more for him. That's how he views it. You're just cattle. Don't consume his products. And he will wither away like a little grape turned into a raisin. Like a little mosquito-bodied, feminine raisin boy. That's what Bill Gates is. So stop buying his products. Next.
Oh, sorry. I was zoned out.
Oh, sorry.
Cold medicine, and I don't know about this one. Like I said, do your own research into all these. Any of the homesteading groups, you should do all your own research into. Yeah. Elderberry syrup is a frequently used for a treatment to aches and pains associated with common cold and to help boost body's immunity system during cold and flu season. You can buy elderberry syrup in most stores, but you can make your own syrup, less expensive, and you can without added sugars.
Yeah.
You can also basic ingredients in elderberry syrup are elderberries, honey, and a few herbs and water.
Hey, so far in all this whole list, zero chemicals. Oh gosh.
Oh, I mean technically everything's chemicals.
You know what I mean. Zero synthetic man-made chemicals. You know what you know what I mean by that? Like man-made chemicals, the disgusting ones, the abominations on earth.
Elderberries is one though that's weird.
So I know if you eat too many elderberries, you will get sick.
Yeah, elderberries is one that can kind of, and I know kids are supposed to stay away from elderberries.
Right, for same reasons, yeah.
They are, I think they do have a toxin in them that it can build up in kids a lot faster than adults.
Mm-hmm. The way I view it is, because I've heard things with them helping, just like this article is claiming. I've heard the same things many a times, but I've also heard, you know, too much will make you sick. But that's with any medicine. You know, any medicine you take too much of, it's not meant to be taken in huge quantities.
Yeah, I guess the problem with elderberries is they look like food.
Right, right, right. Well, I mean, most things in nature should.
No.
Huh?
Most poisonous things shouldn't look like food.
What, should you come out looking like a pill?
Well, I guess we have we have the wrong idea. Like, people just trust berries.
True.
People just trust berries, and there's plenty of berries you should not just eat.
I understand what you're saying,
because in your everyday life, every berry you see is edible.
It looks like God created it, not made in the lab,
saying. Like, elderberries on a bush, you just walk up, kids are walking up, start eating, they'll make them sick, if not worse.
Mm-hmm. Same with pokeberries.
So. There's a lot of worse berries in Ohio, even.
Mm-hmm.
That will kill kids.
Oh, yeah. So just beware of your berries. Make sure if you're with children and stuff, teach them well. Not all berries are safe. You got to learn to identify the safe ones. Maybe that'll be a future episode.
I don't know if I want to try to teach people how to... Because I don't know if I'm confident with all the berries.
So maybe.
I'm confident in the ones I know.
Right. And that's all we can teach.
Yeah, like, if I don't know that one, I'm not going to eat it.
You teach what you know. Maybe that'll be a very localized episode for folks around our Shack County.
Digestive relief is my next one.
Ooh.
And this one I'm going to try. You ready for it?
It's
really hard.
I need it too, because my guts. Ooh.
Peppermint tea.
That's it. Very simple.
It says simple. It says simply steep fresh and or dried peppermint leaves in hot water and enjoy your tea.
Simple. Oh, gosh. But
now, this drinking a cup of this tea after a meal can help promote better digestion and or alleviate stomach discomforts like bloating and indigestion.
Nice. So it'd be a nice, like, meal ender. But wait, how is that possible if we're not paying an arm and a leg for a chemical stew in a plastic bottle that we buy at the pharmacy that's supposed to do the same thing? How... Peppermint, that just grows in a plant. You could grow that for free in your backyard.
If you're new to gardening, two warnings. Or one thing and one other thing. Peppermint is one of the easiest plants you'll ever grow in your entire garden. Whenever I have apple peppermint, which I enjoy because it has a slightly sweeter appley taste. And still, you know, it's not like mountain mint or something like that. So if you want like straight spearmint up spearmint, or mountain mint, those are the two really, really strong ones I can think off the top of my hand.
Mm-hmm.
They grow really easy. That's the benefit
and the
disadvantage.
They take over.
Plant them in a box.
Yes.
Try to plant them because they will just take over your garden.
They do. Mint in general just spreads.
In a good way, in a bad way.
Yeah,
Depends on what you want, watch space. If you're just throwing them in a corner of your yard, like a big yard, you don't really care. They're perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Raspberries are like that way too.
Mm-hmm.
Farmers regret planting raspberries sometimes.
Oh, yeah.
Because... you'll never get rid of them once they establish.
Mm-hmm.
You may have a couple of hard years, like the first 1 or 2 years, getting them to root and getting them to take hold.
Yeah, but once they do...
Especially if you don't buy, like, big plants. Even the Walmart ones. You can buy the big, like, the $12 big pot raspberries from Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
They're fine. They're whatever, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're not any great, like, value species or anything like that.
No.
As in subspecies of farmed raspberries. If you get them to take over... or you get them to establish, you'll never get rid of them.
Yep.
I was watching a homesteader talk about, I get a lot of people asking me, this big regret plant raspberries. And they ask me how to get rid of them. And unfortunately, there's only one way I've ever found to actually kill a raspberry at the roots. And it's Roundup.
Ugh. Yeah.
That's what he said. He's like, you know, you shouldn't. I don't like using Roundup, but if you really want to get rid of raspberries.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep. We got a whole bunch. Right now, but at least they're contained.
Because you mow them.
Yeah.
Anyone's that try to escape, you just have to keep mowing them.
Which isn't fine, because they escape into the yard, where they get mowed.
I mean, that one sounds like an easy one. Peppermint tea.
Yeah, it's very simple.
DIY vapor rub.
Oh, like Vicks.
I'm going to guess that's kind of what they mean here.
Yeah.
To help relieve congestion due to cough and or cold. They basically say just use coconut oil, beeswax.
Okay, as your base.
Yeah.
And then?
Doesn't go into it. Let me pull it up. Because this one's like behind something.
My guess it'll be like a mint, you know, mint or menthol kind of.
Yeah, we used to
probably
have
essential oils maybe.
I always said it was soup or like the soup one.
Yeah.
Because it always smelled like chicken noodle soup to me. Yeah. It worked. Let me see. I'm getting there. Talk for a second.
Well, another thing that works really well is some flavors of the forest, Bigfoot breath.
Rosemary and eucalyptus.
You get that garlic dust and you need to clear your sinuses or just, you know what? You need to clear your plate. You sprinkle flavors of the forest all over it and you will eat everything on that plate. I guarantee it.
So they say you use coconut oil, beeswax, rosemary, and eucalyptus.
Okay. Rosemary, eucalyptus. So simple. But wait, how is Big Pharma going to make money off this? How are we going to keep them in business and their families thriving with, you know, people making medicine? What?
DUI or dry scalp treatment. Sorry, dry scalp treatment.
So, okay, do it yourself, head and shoulders.
Yeah. Extra virgin olive oil can be used as a natural remedy. Warm several teaspoons of olive oil before massaging it into your scalp. Comb the oil through thoroughly. Finally, over your head with a shower cap or a towel for at least a half hour before rinsing your hair and scrubbing your scalp well.
Oh, cool. I've never done that.
Just olive oil.
Yeah.
Olive oil comes up a couple times in this list.
And you be
at least base, you know.
And beware of olive oil, too.
Real olive oil.
Yes. There's a lot of faux olive oil out there.
Or rancid olive oil.
Or what?
Rancid.
They made an olive oil?
Like
the band?
No.
Oh.
No, I found out, I was watching a documentary on like the olive oil industry.
Huh?
And one of the few countries in the world where they could sell rancid olive oil as normal olive oil is here in the U.S. So all these producers in like Italy and Greece and all this stuff that produce olive oil, they're ones of it go quote unquote rancid. They just bottle and sell it here. The U.S. is lower quality olive oil.
Aren't you just happy with our FDA? They're just so...
They're good.
They're good. So good. They got their priorities in online.
Earache remedy.
Ooh, that's interesting.
Frequent childhood earaches are one of the reasons antibiotics are overprescribed in the U.S. Although antibiotics are necessary, many earaches respond well to home treatments. For centuries, mothers have used olive oil and garlic to ease ear pain. In this article states, look into this process well before you try to do it.
Okay.
I don't know if you put that in the ear. I have no idea.
Well, I remember being a kid, and I'm looking up now because you made me think of it, and I don't know what it is, so I'm going to try to find it. When I had earaches as a kid, my mom used to get this stuff called sweet oil. You ever heard of it?
Mm-mm.
And that's what she used.
Sweet oil?
Sweet oil. That's what it was called. So I'm looking it up right now. It says sweet oil is another term for olive oil. I guess it's just olive oil.
Yeah, your mom would just pour olive oil in it?
Well, it was warm. She always warmed it up. Well, this says sweet oil sometimes refers to a commercially mixed blend of olive oil with almond oil or other essential oils. But yeah, I just remember being a kid. I remember one time I had this. I don't know why I remember it like it was literally yesterday. I remember sitting on the chair in our living room and just like, doubling, not, I don't know, I was in pain. Like, my ear just hurt so bad. And I remember my mom being in the kitchen, and she was on the phone with my aunt, and they were having that just long conversation. But I didn't want to be that kid to, like, interrupt her, and I'm just sitting there in pain, like, just trying to deal with it. And I'm sure you've had an earache. They suck.
Mm-hmm.
Especially as a kid. It's, like, 10 times worse. But finally, I broke, and I went into my mom, like, I was crying, but without making a noise because I didn't want to disturb her phone call. So I remember that. And she seen me and she hung up, you know, like, what's wrong? Like, my ear, like, I don't know what's wrong. And that's when she got out. That's where I remember it. The sweet oil. She's like, let me get the sweet oil. She got out, laid me down on my side. It was, and I remember it was really warm, like almost hot, but I think it's just because it's inside your ear. Mm-hmm. She put like drips in there and then stuffed it full of cotton. I just laid there on my side, you know, so it could go down in. Laid there for like a half an hour, 45 minutes. And I remember shortly after that, like, it got better. It went away. My mind was blown. Hmm. Like, I was extreme pain.
I kind of wonder if it's because the olive oil, first off, garlic has all kinds of antibacterial properties anyways. Yeah.
If the olive oil is maybe a medium to carry that?
That, and I think it's a suffocator.
Mm.
First off, it's water repellent. Second off, it's oxygen. It'll suffocate it. So the bacteria, because as long as they're not anaerobic, they need oxygen.
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if it's just basically smothering it.
Yeah. And then the garlic or whatever ingredients.
Well, like you said, your mom didn't use garlic.
No, I don't know what's in it. It was a pre-made. She didn't make it.
It just said sweet oil.
It just said sweet oil.
So that it could have read on sweet oil.
Maybe it had garlic in it or something.
You didn't have to.
It didn't have to.
I don't think it does. I think just the, and you know, the anti-water and the suffocation of it would probably do well.
Worked.
I don't know how you get back out of your ear.
I just turned back over. It just drained it out.
You'll be oily for a while.
The cotton ball soaked a lot of it up. You know, it really wasn't bad like that at all. Like I didn't have any lingering when like oil was dripping out of my ear the next 2 days. No, it came right out. Like I felt way better.
The wart, right?
The what?
The wart remover.
Ooh, I don't know.
Okay, I did this once and it worked. I have no idea why it worked,
but
I tried to figure it out forever. And I'll look it up at the end of this to see if it's even real, like as in if other people do it.
Okay.
So my grandma said, I had a wart. I used to get them on my hands really bad.
Mm-hmm.
If you take a rotting potato, cut it in half, shove it on the wart for like a half hour to an hour, and then peel it off, the wart will go away.
Okay. And it worked.
Worked twice. Did it twice and it worked.
So a rotting potato.
It didn't work on every wart.
But it did work.
It worked on every once in a while. Working a wart.
What?
Not like a mush potato.
Yeah. What?
Like
qualifies?
A potato starting to rot.
So what qualifies?
A stinky potato.
There you go. Okay. So it's got that smell to it,
which can make you very sick.
Mm.
You can die. We just talked about that. Me and Lisa talked about that last night. A guy died from eating potatoes that weren't like that rotten.
Mm.
They were just starting to turn, and if your potatoes start getting soft and stuff like that, you don't eat them.
Mm.
There's a potato. I can't remember the name of the toxin that builds up in them.
Yeah, I don't know.
They kill you very quickly.
Interesting. Huh, tubers. That's not tubular.
Because I think I don't know if it's a fermentation process or just the rotting process. They build up some toxin really fast.
Yeah. Oh, that's scary.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Next one, eye soother.
Okay, like clear eyes.
You've probably heard of the old cucumber slices on the eye remedy. Even though it looks silly, there's good reason the treatment works for eye puffiness. With a 95% water content and the size and shape that fits nicely over the eyelid, cold cucumber slices help blood vessels constrict and reduce inflammation. Placing the slices over the eyelids for around 10 minutes can provide soothing relief during allergy season as well. Which makes sense. So I know with a migraine, I used to get optic migraines. You wanted the flow to go up, not down.
The flow.
The blood flow.
Oh, okay.
Because the migraine is already constricting, and that's what the pain is. One of the pains is being caused by that. Because the arteries are I can't remember if it's veins or arteries. One of them is constricting.
Okay.
But your eyes and brain want more blood flow. So it's causing a lot of pain.
Okay.
So one way to increase blood flow is heat.
Right.
So I would always I'd cook my head is what I called it.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care. It burned my scalp. I did not care. I'd turn the shower on to the hottest it get, and I'd run out to hot water. It never made me feel 100% better, obviously, but it made it feel a lot better.
Relieve some
pain. I would be throwing up so bad. Like, it hurt so bad.
Optic migraines are no joke.
So I could see this working for the other way. The puffy eyes and stuff like that. Because other things you want to reduce inflammation.
Right, exactly.
Yeah. So that nice cold. So a nice cold cucumber slice in this water. And I know I like cucumbers. I don't like the taste of them.
I don't either.
But I think they're good for you for many different things.
I do too. I wish I liked them, but man, I don't. I only like I ate a cucumber once and I enjoyed it.
Like right now, my eyes are gunky from just allergies and coming off of ice fishing and stuff like that.
Yeah.
If I might go get one and try it.
Let's grow some this year. Did you grow cucumbers last year? You did.
Yeah, I did. I did pickling cucumbers.
Okay, that's right. You drew
out of matter.
The turkeys really liked them.
Yeah. Because I was done pickling them because we had too many.
Well, you had two different kinds, if I remember right.
Yeah, because like, the one was supposed to be pickles and it wasn't pickles.
Yeah.
It was like a long, thin, weird cucumber.
Yeah, that one was odd. Yeah.
Flu medicine.
Ooh, okay.
The flowering plant, I'm going to try to echina. Echinacea.
I remembered about half that when you're
echina.
I would say echina.
Echina has long been used to help fight infections and boost immunity. A single and soothing way to consume echina is by sipping it in a tea. So I'm gonna spell it again for everybody: echinacea.
Echina.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What it says here, and here's what it says to do. Bring 8 ounces of water to a simmer over medium heat before adding half a cup of this fresh flour. Cover and simmer for 15 minutes. Strain and then serve. You can add a teaspoon of honey for flavor.
Mm.
I don't know what this flour is. Look this up before anybody ever tries this. Gas and bloat remedy.
Okay, that should be a good one.
Super easy. Like, these ones are super easy. Fennel seeds.
Oh, okay.
It says consuming fennel seeds helps reduce gas, bloat, and stomach cramps. To make fennel seed tea, simply steep 1 teaspoon of crushed fennel seeds into a boiling water for 5 minutes or 5 to 10 minutes, depending on your strength you prefer. Strain the seeds and then serve. You know what? You could probably make most of these seem to like be turned into tea because that's a transmitting, like you're getting all the chemicals out that you want. And able to get into your body.
Yeah.
I bet you could make a super boost tea.
With
it? Yeah. It probably would not taste good.
No.
But it'd be like that. It'd be like fire water or that whatever.
Fire cider.
Whatever Bailey made for us.
Ah, yes, Bailey. She did well making that.
Mm-hmm. Ginger cough syrup is number one. Or the next one, sorry. A homemade syrup is good for you. Easy to make and an effective and quiet recipe to get rid of that nagging cough. Recipe basically is this. 2 cups of water, 1/2 cup of fresh ginger, finely chopped. Do you like ginger?
Yeah.
8 sprigs of fresh thyme, 1 cup of raw honey, 1 fresh lemon juiced, 1/8 teaspoon of cayenne pepper.
Man, it's just crazy. Everything on all these lists.
It's just plants and then honey.
Plants and honey.
It's just plants and honey.
Yeah.
Simmer the thyme and ginger in the water in a small pan or medium heat until the water reduces by 1/2. Cool completely before straining the herbs. Return the liquid to the pan. Whisk in the honey, the lemon, and the cayenne. Take it in 1 tablespoon dose and store the rest in an airtight refrigerated container.
And this is for flu, you said?
Cough syrup.
Cough syrup remedy. Okay. Hmm. Well, and then you can take that mixture and you mix it with a Sprite, some Jolly Ranchers. No, wait, that's codeine syrup. Never mind.
What's codeine?
The cough syrup.
Oh.
Like the chemical and cough syrup that you can, just drink and get like, I don't know if what you'd say, get high off it. I've never done the codeine syrup, but one of my favorite.
I'm sure I have used it as a medicine. I don't remember getting high.
Oh, no. People make a drink out of it.
Oh, is this lean?
Yeah, I think so.
I like that purple drink.
Yeah, it's that. It's that purple stuff. Drink, yeah.
Yeah, that's not good.
Sipping on some scissorp. I think it's a scissorp.
I just know that big guy that's a rapper that sits on the couch.
No, that's Jamarcus Russell. He's a football player. No, I'm just kidding. I know who you're talking about. The singer.
You're talking too fast for me.
I know. Well, and football listeners would get that joke, but I'm sure there's not many that are here.
Headache remedy.
NFL is dumb and just dumb.
You ready for this one?
Yes.
Peppermint oil.
Go on.
That's it.
Where's the chemicals?
Just peppermint. Turn it into an oil. Peppermint oil can help relieve the nagging pain of a tension headache, specifically. Place 5 drops of this essential oil onto 1 ounce of a carrier oil, a.k.a. that's almond oil, grapeseed oil, those kind of things.
Something that, a medium.
Yeah, and a glass jar. Cover the jar and shake extremely well. At the first sign of a headache, massage a few drops of the oil into your temples. Be sure to avoid your eyes because that will burn.
Oh, yes, it will. Actually, doTERRA, they make essential.
Do you like doTERRA?
I think they're good. I think
a couple local. I know. I have a couple local friends that are
deal it or sell it on their behalf.
That's the main company. My mom orders like the easy stuff from.
I think doTERRA is an all natural. I think they get most all their stuff is naturally derived.
I know the rarer stuff. My mom likes to go in person and get to in certain places. The more expensive stuff
from doTERRA or
no? In general? So like her the. She has the giant essential oil cabinet box.
Yeah.
So her base stuff, like the easy stuff to get, she'll order from doTERRA. Then like the more expensive stuff like frankincense.
Okay. Okay.
She'll go get in person to make sure it's good.
Because they had one that I used to use. I wish I could remember the name of it. But it worked really well for headaches.
Was it peppermint oil?
Yes. A very strong peppermint oil. But I think it had something else in it. But it was... I can't remember the name. I was going to say stress relief, but I don't think that was the name of it. I think that was another one. But either way, it came in like a little roller, like the little metal roller, you know? And man, you just take that, rub it on your temples and on your forehead and just relax for like 15 minutes. And your whole head just felt like cooler and is nice. And just oil. That's what's crazy. But yeah, don't get it near your eyes.
Yeah, I know.
Does burn.
Especially peppermint.
Oh, I've done it with that stuff specifically. It just lapse of judgment, rub your eyes and okay, you're on fire. It's like eating peppers and taking
indigestion
a pee.
And heartburn. Here's another one for you. Then this one is weird to me. Lemon juice and baking soda work together to make a natural antacid.
Hmm.
Which it's weird to me because baking soda is real basic and lemon juice is real acidic.
Well, it's probably like vinegar and baking soda when you make some and it makes that big fizz.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's the chemical neutrophying.
Which means?
Ending up in the middle.
Huh?
Ending up in the middle.
Oh, yes, okay.
It's pulling, the baking soda is pulling vinegar towards
basic. 7,
and then the other way, the vinegar is pulling, yeah.
Okay, but it might just be that that process is what alleviates that bubble,
So it says mix a little bit of baking soda and a teaspoon of lemon juice into a glass of water. Sip slowly. I may try that one.
Yeah, that don't sound, I mean.
Now, again, mustard's another weird one, so here's a bonus. For indigestion,
mm-hmm.
A spoonful of mustard.
I've heard that, yeah.
I've done it. It works. So I warn you, I have a bad problem with indigestion. It'll make your indigestion 10 times worse for about 4 minutes.
And then it goes away?
And then it gets a lot better, a lot faster.
Hmm. It's got to be the vinegar, right?
No, so it's actually the salt in there coats the acid producers in your throat and turns them off. So a lot of people with acid reflux problems, their acid-producing glands have trouble shutting off.
Okay.
So they just keep pumping acid out, and they end up with too much acid.
I wonder why, yeah.
So the you're basically using the mustard to turn it so far the other way, the sensor's like, okay, I got to stop.
Yeah, there's plenty here.
So it will build up. It'll bounce the acid in your stomach really hard, really fast, but it turns off those acid producers, and it helps a lot.
Okay.
It works. Itchy skin treatment. Oatmeal.
Heard that. I've heard that my whole life.
Take an oatmeal bath. Use plain oatmeal. You basically grind 1/3 cup of oatmeal into a powder. Pour it in a warm water or a warm water bath. Lay in it. Put it on a rag. Make a paste. Lay it on your skin. Oatmeal is just said to be like one of the ultimate natural itchy skin treatment.
Interesting. I wish I'd have tried that when I had my horrible sunburn.
I don't know how it'd be on sunburn.
I think I had sun poisoning once, real bad.
I only got sun poisoning one time in my life.
Oh, it's like death. I thought my skin was literally on fire, peeling off.
Are you throwing up really bad?
I didn't get to the point of throwing up, but I had to. The only relief I could get was standing in the shower and let the water run over it just for the stimulation, because that's the only way I could simulate itching it. And I had to sit
in
there.
You may not have had full sun poisoning.
Huh?
You may not have had full sun poisoning yet.
I had purple splotches all over my back.
Yeah, but sun poisoning will start affecting like your internals.
Mm.
Like you'll start throwing up violently. Basically, it's just a type of radiation poisoning.
Yeah. I don't know. I was bad. I was down for like 2 days. It sucked. Low point in my life.
Rash and or insect bite.
Okay.
Epsom salt.
I have some of that at home right now.
I can help soothe skin and irritate it from bug stings, bee stings, insect bites, poison ivy. Dissolve 2 cups of Epsom salts into warm running bath water. Soak in the tub for 10 to 12 minutes.
Hmm.
You can also apply a compression of this, you know, mix a cup of water and 2 tablespoons of Epsom salt. Apply a compression directly to the affected area.
Hmm. We did that. Actually, my mom taught me Epsom salt baths when we were sick, when we were kids. Like certain things we'd sit or like... We did that. We'd soak our feet in Epsom salt baths.
Yeah, yeah.
We
did a whole Epsom salt baths. I remember.
I just did it, I think, a couple years ago. Maybe it was last year when I was... No, I think it was a couple years ago. I was real sick and just couldn't... You know, super... I was sweating and then cold flash and then just sweating. Heated up the bath, dissolved a ton of Epsom salt in it and just laid in it. And I don't remember if... I mean, it felt... Maybe it was just the bath. I felt better after, but I felt reasonably I could handle it after. Epsom salt. Sprinkle a little in your garden. Helps it grow. Ancient Amish trick.
Red onion cough syrup.
Ooh, I know this one.
Really? Okay, what's the other... What's the ingredients?
Red onion, chopped up, finely diced, and honey.
Yeah, it is.
Yep.
Look up... You have to look up the actual recipe. Everybody has a different mix.
The one I saw, they literally chopped up the red onion, basically filled the entire jar with it.
And then filled the rest of the space with honey.
Yep, and let it sit for like 2 days.
This article just talks about that everybody kind of has their own...
Proportion.
Yeah, tweak on it.
Mm-hmm. I think with all these, it's probably, you know, it needs that for each individual. I bet it's customizable just a little bit.
Now this one people do and they don't even realize it. Sinus pressure remedy.
Okay.
Relieve sinus pressure and pain. Mix up a batch of spicy tea. Combine 1 cup of tomato juice, 1 teaspoon of chopped fresh garlic, and 1/4 teaspoon of cayenne pepper. 1 teaspoon of lemon juice in a small pot. Stir the tea until warm. Sip it slowly.
That sounds so much better than tea.
That's like chili.
It's like drinking tomato soup.
It's like chili. It's like chili without the meat.
That's actually one of my secret ingredients in my tomato soup is a little bit of V8.
That's all I do.
Tomato juice, just a little bit. That's good stuff.
No, so, I mean, that makes sense. I mean, how many people, like, when you're really congested, what do? You want soup or you specifically chili?
Yeah.
Because what is it? Cayenne pepper.
Mm-hmm.
Cayenne pepper powder, because it opens up your nasal passage.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. I'm going to start doing that to sip on tomato, like, heating up tomato juice. Why didn't I think of that before?
What?
You just heating up tomato juice with the garlic and just make it taste good and sip on it.
Sore throat gargle.
Salt water?
Close. Salt and water and turmeric.
Turmeric, okay.
Mix 1/2 teaspoon of salt and 1/4 teaspoon of powdered turmeric into 1/2 cup of warm water. After gargling, avoid eating or drinking anything for 20 minutes.
You ever done that?
What, turmeric?
Gargle the salt water.
Yeah.
You did that as a kid. Doesn't it suck?
It's dumb.
Does it even work?
I don't think so.
I don't know.
I think what it does, I think it does work. I think if you have like a tonsil infection or anything up near your mouth.
Yeah.
But I think it'll kill a lot of bacteria off, maybe.
It's kind of, okay.
I don't think it'll ever cure anything, but I think it would knock it back. Maybe then your immune system can kind of
step in a little bit. Yeah. Because I remember the first time I ever tried that. That's one of the core memories locked away. I was at my grandma's house. She said, gargle salt water. And I remember being a little kid, I'm like, gargle? What's that mean? Like, do I swallow it? I didn't know.
Do I swallow?
Like, I don't know. I didn't know what gargle meant.
Right.
I was like 5 or 6, but it's an early memory.
It's a weird word.
And, okay. And so she gave me the salt water. I remember in the bathroom, looking at myself in the mirror, smelled it. Okay. Dipped my tongue in it. Like, all right. Then poured a mouthful. It didn't even get close to the back of my throat before I dry heaving, spitting it out. I'm like, this is the worst. This is awful. I'm not doing this. Yeah, it didn't work. That's an early memory. I just couldn't stomach it. That's all. That's my saltwater story.
Good talk.
Yeah. What's next on the list?
Stomach medicine again. Another different one.
Okay.
Ginger is known to ease stomach aches, nausea, and menstrual cramps.
Okay. Ginger?
Ginger. It also antiviral effects, antibiotic properties. It's easy to make ginger tea. Steep about 1.5 teaspoons of freshly grated ginger into a boiling water for about 10 minutes. Drain the ginger chunks out and sip the smooth tea. Once again, you can add honey if you like.
Simple. Ginger honey is great.
Ginger and water.
Great combo.
Ginger's one of those weird ones I don't like.
You don't like it?
I don't like ginger. I know it's good for you, and I put ginger in things still.
I like how it smells.
Like, if it's in a recipe, I don't ever remove it.
Yeah.
As long as it's not too strong.
Yeah.
Ginger chicken. I don't like ginger chicken.
It can be very overwhelming very fast. Mm-hmm. But, it smells. Like, if you just, peel the skin off a little piece and give it a big whiff, I think it smells so good.
Lozenge. Yeah, I can't say that word. Honey can help soothe the throat in the simplest way, just by a spoonful or a mixture of more water. Another option is to make honey lozenges, which is a mixture of honey, coconut oil, lemon juice, and ginger.
Nice. Now I've seen people add
coconut oil is a lot of times just a binding agent and all of this stuff.
That just to hold everything. Mm-hmm. Something. It's like Dijon mustard when you're making your own salad dressing.
Sure.
Just a good binder agent. I've also heard people adding I've done it too for my sore throat, add almost that same mixture, but adding a little bit of cayenne pepper and some elevated heat to it too. And just it coats the throat and burns. And
I mean, if you like cayenne, cayenne's one of those things that.
I mean, I don't, but the burn, I mean, in my mind, it was killing everything back there, but it slowly coated and it helped, in my opinion. But we used to make this little what would you call them? Just a little drink, just like a little sipper, something to sip on, where it had the ginger, the honey, even some garlic, some onion, your favorite. I don't know if we did chicken broth as the main base. Can't remember. Bone broth. Maybe it was a bone broth. Just all that stuff.
Wait, so I Googled the wort thing. Wait, I'll save that for the very end.
Okay, cool. There's an explanation?
Yeah.
What number are we on?
25.
This is number 25?
Plus a bonus. I have a bonus.
Okay.
Wart remover. Harness the antiviral properties of apple cider vinegar for a wart remover. What it says is to mix 2 parts of apple cider vinegar to 1 part water, soak a cotton swab or a cotton ball in it, and apply directly to the wart several times a day.
Okay.
I can see it. It depends. I think that heavily depends on what kind of wart it is. Because what's the one with the virus in the middle?
Oh, gosh. I don't know.
You should never do this. But I remember when I used to get warts really bad. And one night, I'd finally get done with them because they'd hurt so bad, I would dig out the core with a knife.
I'd do that, too.
The doctor said that doesn't work. It worked every time. If you could stomach it, it worked every time.
I did it.
Never worked for me.
Every single one I had, same with moles that I did not desire, I dug them out. Never came back.
I never did it with a mole.
I had one right here on my chest.
But I would always get warts in my fingers and my toes in the joint, in the joints.
Mm-hmm.
So it hurt constantly.
Oh, yeah. I get them on the back of my fingers every now and then. But yeah, just dig them out. And yeah, it hurt, but you did dig them out and you're done.
Bonus one is chicken noodle soup. Seriously. If you've ever heard of chicken noodle soup, it's good for almost all that ails you. It's pretty much true, and here's why. The clear broth is warm, soothing, and helps you keep hydrated when you're sick.
Mm-hmm.
Chicken is extremely high in tropophene, which helps the body produce mood-enhancing serotonin. Noodles provide carbohydrates that help you feel full and help provide easy energy. So that's carbohydrates is one of those weird forms of food.
Yeah.
They are good for short-term, bad for long-term kind of deals.
Okay.
They give you energy immediately. But if you're eating a lot of carbohydrates, and that's it's not good to build up.
Right.
Common vegetables in chicken noodle soup, such as carrots, celery, and onions, offer vitamin C and K, as well as tons of other minerals that help the immune system.
That's a holy trinity right there.
Even the steam from the hot soup and tea can help soothe and open up clogged airways and help relax mucus-producing glands. There you go.
I like making a chicken noodle soup when I'm sick.
What is the one from the box?
Mrs. Grass?
It's a little red and tan box.
Red and tan?
Or it's red, mostly red. It's got maybe some yellow. I know every time because it's the one my mom and my grandma got for being sick. And we only ever ate it.
Lipton.
Is it Lipton? It is Lipton. You're 100% right. It is 100% Lipton. We only ever did that one when we were sick.
My grandma always did, and it's funny it popped up right here, the Mrs. Grass noodle soup, which it's they're literally right here. It's funny.
Right next to each other?
Yeah, I searched it.
That's probably the two. They're probably the same thing.
Same thing, yeah.
I just remember that.
Good stuff.
Because my grandma would make homemade chicken noodle soup all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But when you were sick.
It was this.
It was that box.
You know, my grandma did the same thing. That's also weird. She used Mrs. Grass when we were sick, but whenever she made homemade chicken noodle soup, she would roll out the noodles and cut them 100% herself.
Every time.
Why?
I don't know if it's because it's instant and it's one serving. I don't know if it's maybe better.
Maybe you're right. That makes sense.
Maybe it's not as filling because it's a tinier noodles.
Yeah, it's a little thin.
Yeah.
Noodles.
Like the grass, like you said, like the grass noodles.
Mrs. Grass. Yeah. That's a good childhood memory. Yep.
All right. So I just Googled.
Yeah, the potato thing.
Potato to cure wart.
Let's figure out why.
Google AI overview, which is 80% wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Rubbing a raw potato on a wart is an old-fashioned home remedy that some people claim can cure warts. However, there is no scientific evidence to support this claim.
Is that it?
For the Google overview.
Okay, I was going to say, please show me the scientific claim, the evidence.
People's Pharmacy says, you cut a slice of potato, rub it on the white part of the wart, then go bury the potato in the yard. Supposedly, if you dig up the potato, the wart will go away. And I remember my great-grandmother, which would have been my grandma's mother-in-law, told me that part.
Okay. So you rub the potato on your wart, then bury it.
Yeah.
And then when you dig it up, the wart goes away?
Yeah.
How long does it need to be buried?
I have no idea.
Well, I mean, I understand the idea behind it because, you know, what you're doing essentially is...
Apparently, this is a hot button. That's why I saved it for the end.
Yeah.
This is a hot button topic.
What makes sense to me is what you're doing is you're quantumly entangling the cells from your wart to a potato. So symbolically digging it up is you're symbolically digging up the wart out of your skin. And there it makes sense.
This reminds me of the Chinese tradition with the medicine fish.
Okay.
Where
they would eat the dead skin off your...
No. That if your family member is severely sick, you would go and buy a live fish. I think you'd keep it at home. And this is me trying to remember roughly. Keep it at home roughly for like a day or two, alive and then healthy. And on the third day, you would kill the fish and prepare it for your loved one to feel better. What would happen, though, traditionally, is if the family member got better in that time frame, that was the fish doing it, and you honor the fish by releasing it.
Okay.
That's one of the things why snakeheads are so bad in North America in some places.
Because
They would buy them in Chinese food markets as a part of this tradition. And then when family members would get better, they'd go and release them.
Hmm. Interesting thought.
So the Australian Wart Clinic says this wart treatment does not work. When it comes to searching for healthy advice about warts, many people come across folk remedies. These remedies include rubbing a dusty, dry toad on your wart and they'll disappear. The advice of Tom Sawyer to back up against a stump and jab your hand in and say, Bram Corny, Engine Man, Meal Shorts, Spunk Water, Swallow These Warts.
Oh. That's probably some magical incantation that will remove warts.
Rubbing a wart with a choice of meat, then burying that in the backyard. They talk a lot about gypsies here. Yeah. Like cutting a potato in half and rubbing in the wart firmly on one half of the potato. Make sure the skin becomes completely saturated with raw potato juice. Repeating this process in the morning and night for 2 weeks before you start to see results. They're basically saying it's all hooey. Soaking a cotton ball. They're saying the apple cider vinegar thing doesn't work. They're saying the orange peel. Yeah, this seems like a very negative website for anything that's not going to freeze it off at a doctor's office.
Yeah, I was going to say if people get warts, there's got to be ways naturally to rid yourself of warts. It's not like a permanent lifetime thing because obviously they go away. And we've done things without freezing them, without chemicals to make them go away. So, you know, for them to deny everything and ensure at the end, yep,
If you have a wart, please go to your local dermatologist and have them remove it. But make sure you buy all their products first and make sure you pay the taxes on it.
So a lot of the places just talk about this being a gypsy thing. And yeah. I don't know what that means. It just sounds, it sounds slightly racist.
What
the people talk. I don't know who the gypsy people are, but
I don't know their origin story.
They're being treated
story.
Like they're very dumb on a lot of these websites.
Yeah.
It just works. I'll tell you what. It worked on two of my warts. It didn't work on every wart.
Well, you maybe, what probably happened, if I'm just going to, from a doctor, if I'm playing a doctor now, from a doctor's point of view, viewing it through a doctor's lens, what happened probably was one of two things. Your grandma snuck wart-removing ointment that she bought from a licensed pharmacist.
Pharmaceutical
corporation that jammed their wart cream down your throat and shoved it in your wallet. She probably bought some from them and rubbed it on the potato first before she had you rub it on there, just to, you know, keep the thought and the mystery alive of the potato. And two, if that she didn't do that, more than likely you just happened to someone probably sprayed wart remover chemical they bought at a doctor's office, and it worked so well that it caught downwind and landed on your wart, and it destroyed it, because it works so, it's so effective and so powerful and so good for you.
Once again, not doctors, not medical professionals. Consult a medical professional about anything. Do your own research. Find out what you like. Make sure you're not allergic to any of this stuff.
Read.
Be careful. I know, be really careful with cayenne pepper, because if you breathe it in, it's very bad for you.
Yes, but I think anyone...
accidents. I'm saying with accidents.
Oh, yes, you know, yes, yes.
If you're trying to make cayenne pepper tea or something like that.
Anyone that's been around or worked with cayenne pepper knows, like, you've made that mistake.
Oh, yeah, it's a sucky one.
Yeah, it's very sucky. I think it's an awful thing that's been brought upon the world. What they're doing is offering, they're offering solutions that'll just calm or fix symptoms. They're just solving symptoms. They're not healing the problems that are causing these symptoms.
Flat earth claims, they say there's no proof, but we know the truth, we're living proof. No life without government's hand, manipulation across the land. They say we're free, but that's their lie, we see the truth.
Ditch Big Pharma, ditch all that. It's all just chemicals designed to drain your wallet. They don't care about your health. They care about keeping you sick, keeping you spending money on them. Raise our quail, homeschool our kids, government's education failed, collected rain. Though it's illegal, natural resources can't be controlled by the legal. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. We know the truth, we won't be sold.
Let's
go outside. Learn your land. Learn what's available. Discover the options around you that can heal your body and bring you closer to the natural world like God intended. Across the land, they say we're free, but that's their lie. We see the truth with open eyes. Mills hold up a mystery unsolved. To our seals, governments involved. Change the world, speak the truth, expose the lies. That's our move. Off the grid, we raise our quail. Homeschool our kids, government's education failed. Collecting rain, though it's illegal. Natural resources can't be controlled by the evil. Conspiracies, they're all around. In this shack, the truth is found. Living free from their control. Bill Gates can go suck a big one. We don't need him anymore. He's a false prophet. You don't need him. You just need yourself. A well-informed self. That's all you need.